one of the things that I remember appealed so much to me in Liverpool was that one was operating in a particular locality. You know, it was a station for Merseyside.
Yes.
And latterly, there's been a lot of talk about local broadcasting. Well, we were doing it, you know, when there were many more wavelengths then than there are now, and able to try our hand at all sides of radio, including such ambitious things as the first performance on the air of Ibsen's Peer Gynt.
In the days when everything was done in the one studio, I must explain that the studio was situated over a cafe, and the staircase ran up from the ground floor, first to the cafe and then to the studio. We had a producer who helped to do the effects as well, and a shot had to be fired in the middle of a play, and we felt it was too loud in the studio, and this shot was fired outside the studio, and a poor old man was coming up the stairs for a cup of tea and thought he was being murdered, and he promptly collapsed and had to be carried into the studio and got all mixed up with the play, and it all had to be hushed up